Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and hello to everyone out there in the Blog Talk Radio world. This is Angel with Ignite Evolve Coaching, and it is my pleasure to be with you for the first time in the year. I had to change some times around and move my schedule around so that I could be with you more consistently. And I wanted to start the topics with my favorite topic, which is deja vu. And I've had a couple of people contact me and ask me about what deja vu really, really is, and, you know, is there some meaning to it, and can we utilize it as a tool as we move our lives forward? So that's what I've chosen for the topic, and I'm looking forward to having some discussion about this. Calls are open. If you want to call in and ask questions, please do. The number is 917-932-1778. Before I get started, as always, I want to stop and take a moment to just breathe and relax. Having the time here on Sunday morning rather than during the week, hopefully you're not commuting anywhere. And for those of you who are taking this time to relax, regroup, re-energize for the week, I'm hoping that this wonderful burst of energy that you receive with me in your Sunday morning cup of tea with Angel will help you with that. I ask that all the information and insights that I bring to you can bring light to some area of your life, and that we can all move forward in wonderful, glorious prosperity from today. So before we get started and I start talking about what the topic is, I wanted to just give you the definition as I found it on Webster's Dictionary Online of what deja vu is commonly known as. And deja vu, for most of us, is a feeling of having already experienced the present situation, the condition, the place, the individuals that you're engaged with in this moment. You have that click. Oh, my goodness. It's just, I remember doing this, or am I reliving something, or this is familiar. And I'm sure many of us can relate to that. You know, the feeling of familiarity can mean all manner of things. For me, as an intuitive life coach, when I connect with that feeling of familiarity, whether it's for myself, with my clients, I often can feel that this is confirmation of what is to come, or perhaps even a signal that I'm on the right path. For most of us, we interpret it through the filter of fear. And that surprises me how many people will interpret it as a warning of things that are about to happen or things that are going to go awry or something to that effect. And I always find that interesting that when you get this little hint that you may be walking in the right direction, our first instinct is to assume that it's the wrong direction and not the right direction. So one thing I want you to consider as you find yourself in this feeling of deja vu is to stop and think about what it is that's happening in your life in that particular moment. And not just think about it as this condition that you're in, but to remember what it is that called you to where you are. For many of us, we've gone through an activity of wanting and wishing and desiring an outcome in our lives. So we set forth on a plan of action. We put our dreams and our visions down on paper, and we go through the exercises and connect with a professional to kind of set a plan in motion so that we could meet at a point in our lives accomplishing a certain goal, whether that is going back to school, whether that is engaging with a new job, whether that is finding love in our lives. We often will take on a task or a journey, set the path forward, and start walking upon that journey. And we find ourselves face to face with the dream and are confronted by the realization that we're going to meet that dream. So many of us can stand in fear or turn and run away. We recognize the face of that dream in this condition that we call deja vu. That's one real aspect of deja vu. When everything is flowing, your systems know what to do. Your instincts know what to do. Your spirit, your soul knows what to do. It's the human element in us that stands in the way. So when you're walking on the path, you're in the flow the way you're supposed to be, your system recognizes it all. And you look around, you're like, hey, I've been here before. This is going really great. And then the human side, and all the cynicism and all the fears come to light, will often wake us up and say, wait a minute, maybe this isn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. And we can often get fear from that. I've got a couple of callers holding. I'm going to take the call. The only thing I ask, again, when you call in, is state your first name, ask your question or share your story, and make sure that it's in the theme of the program. And one question, because there are quite a few people on hold, and if you need any follow-up questions, I am happy to assist. You can contact me on the website, igniteevolvecoaching.com, and let me see if I can get the first caller here. Good morning, this is Angel.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Deep. I'm a first-time caller to the show.
Well, welcome. How are you this morning?
I am very well, thank you. And how about you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a beautiful day where I'm at, and I'm sitting here waiting for my own deja vu moment as I work through my program, and I'm hoping that I can touch you with some enlightenment or some assistance. And in this conversation we're having about deja vu, what kinds of things have you run into, or perhaps where are you in your life where this is a relevant subject or a relevant discussion for you?
I was just talking to a friend last evening, and he mentioned that we at times do things or even write things, like write an email when it seems as though we have written it already, and just the words, the feelings, the concept behind what the message is, although it's the first time we are taking that action or writing that email, it is what the spirit knows. It's not what we have actually done.
Right. And yeah. So what you're saying, when you and your friend talked about it, it's really interesting how you'll take an action, whether it's writing an email or sending a communication out, and it feels like you've done it, though it's the first time you've done it before. And what it sounds like you're doing is you're trusting spirit, because, like, your spirit knows what it's doing, because it does, right? Knows exactly what it's doing. And you've got to trust. You got to have faith that you're not, you know, doing the wrong thing. Have you ever been afraid when you're writing the email or you're taking a step or, you know, doing the communication? Do you ever get, you know, I feel like I'm doing this. Is this the right thing? Or do you automatically trust when that happens?
It depends. I've been worried or didn't have faith in writing things or emails, but it's not necessarily when I had those deja vu moments, though.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in keeping in line with the message that we're trying to communicate here, is that the faith, the trust, is often the hardest part, because we have this fear of the unknown. You know, we're human, and you're writing the email, especially if it's a life changer. So if you're doing something like sending off a resume for a new job or sending out a follow-up on a project where you're making yourself visible, something that's going to take you to the next level, we can often doubt and question ourselves. And from my perspective and the space that I operate from, I feel that our spirits, our souls, the deepest part of ourselves will click us into deja vu to help us understand you're on the right path. And our challenge is to trust it. And if you can trust it, then you can continue to move forward, because you don't want to regret. You don't want to not do it and then look at, go back to it the next day and go, I should have done that. You and your friend were talking about this yesterday, you said, or last night. What was Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just saying, perhaps the reason why it appears as a deja vu moment, or why spirit makes it seem as a deja vu moment, is to make us trust it, that we have done it before and it has worked, and let's go and do it again, although we are doing it for the first time.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. That's really great. So what you're saying is the teachable moment is to trust. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Do you agree, or do you?
Yeah. I do. So your spirit is saying, trust, and that you're saying that that's a teachable moment for you. And what I would add to that is, as you continue, let's say you're attempting to accomplish a goal, you're attempting to achieve a dream, or you're pursuing something that you're very passionate about, and you're trusting that, and every once in a while you get that click of remembrance, that deja vu, and you trust it. It'll happen more often as you click through it, because you will train your system to respond to that. And your own insights and your own intuition will start to kick in. We all have these wonderful tools. The divine gave us the tools to help us move forward. And if you start to trust yourself, you'll feel that feeling more often. And as you learn to respond, you know, correctly to it, as you learn to trust it and move forward, you'll find that those teachable moments, as you're calling them, will get you closer to your goal and closer to your dream. And you're right. Trust it. Trust is the key. That was a really good point. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for calling. That was awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to add to the to the discussion or question that you wanted to ask?
Yeah, I actually called in to ask if you can do a reading for me. Is that possible?
Well, I can answer a question for you. So what's your question? What can I answer for you?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I have a really good friend who's called Margarita. Do you see us being able to get into a relationship in the future?
Margarita is her name?
That is correct, yes.
Do you know her birthday by any chance, or just the month of her birth? Just a month.
Month.
Do you know that?
Month is August.
August. Okay, so with Margarita, what I'm feeling is... there's a fear and a focus on resolving some issues in around what she's got going on with her. And you guys have this really great connection, and she feels safe in that connection. So the answer to the question is yes, it's going to take a little time, because there's something that she's trying to resolve. I don't know if it's legal, or there's something she's going through right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she's in a relationship. She's stuck in it.
Yeah, it's consuming her, and she's got to work through that. So what you need to do is be the friend that you are, because she values that friendship. Once she finishes going through this process, and it looks like, I keep getting the number 6, so it's like 6 months. Once she finishes going through this process, you will find that it'll come together, and you guys will start going down a path of a more relationship. Less friendship, less brother, more relationship, because that's what it feels like right now. Just a comfortable coat of friendship that she wears with you, that she values because of this thing that's going on. So have, be patient, and don't pull away, and don't be disappointed, because she's going to need you more in the coming months as she gets through this process. And once she gets through this process, then it'll open up a little more for you. Does that help?
Sure. Yeah, is there a risk of getting into the friend zone?
The friend zone, the evil friend zone. There is a risk of it, but what you want to do is you don't want to be concerned about that. Don't let that stress you out too much. Just make sure that you define that how far into friendship you want to go, because there is intimacy that you want to be there. So the way to keep yourself from falling into the friend zone would be not to become too much of a brother, where she's just thinks of you too much of like a brother. There are lines that you need to make sure you don't cross. And it's real simple. You know, at some point in time, if things happen, like, you know, I really got to go, and you know, I wish I could stay, but, you know, it's complicated. You know, you have to find little subtle ways to hint to her that, you know, there's some feelings there at some point in time. And if you trust your instinct, because you'll feel it, and the subject that we're talking about, you'll know when those moments are, because you'll feel like, yeah, now I need to go. You know, if you need somebody to talk to later, this is just really hard for me because, you know, I care. You know, you're going to find yourself having to say that. I care a little more than I probably want to say, and at this point, it's probably best for both of us if I go, you know, that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care, and God bless, and have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday, if it's Sunday where you are. So I think I feel like you're calling from far away. So have a wonderful day and take care of yourself.
Sure, thank you. I like your energy. Although I'm not a super duper psychic like you are, I am.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like that. I'm going to call myself that today, the super, super duper psychic. I'm going to get a cape. That was awesome. You made my day. Have a fantastic day and follow my show. I would love to hear from you again and see how things are going.
Sure. I will call up in a few weeks or months to give an update. Thank you.
Alrighty. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
That was an
awesome call. And thank you for giving me a call. And it's kind of interesting. People will call in for readings, and I try to do a full reading show once or twice a month so that we can get readings in the air. I had some callers that were on hold, and when I put the rules there about making sure we stay in theme of the program, some of them left, and I'm sorry. I would love to give readings. I do love to do that. I just want to make sure I do get the message that I'm being guided to communicate out. And for some reason, this deja vu message was important. So I'm going to ask us all just to do a little exercise while we're here. And while we're talking to each other, just think about anything that's happened this week that you can give cause to feel as you look back that you had a nervousness or a fear of it. It could have been in a job. It could have been in a relationship. It could have been at home. It could have been while you were driving down the street. Did you feel that sense that you'd already experienced this situation, but you didn't understand where it came from? You didn't understand why it was like that. You didn't understand why you felt that. When a soldier feels that, or a gladiator feels that, it's a call to action for them. They get excited. Their blood starts to heat up, and they jump into the battlefield, into the arena to take on whatever the task is at hand, whatever the opponent is that they're going to wrestle down. My challenge to each of you this day would be to remember this, if nothing else. When you feel this feeling of familiarity that you have already experienced the situation, that is your call to action. Don't overanalyze. Don't try to say to yourself and those around you, hey, what does it mean? And then sit down and start trying to write things down and meditate and do all these things that we do to get caught up in the analysis of the situation. That's not what I want you to do. I want you to take action to continue to move forward in the direction that you're being called to move forward in. Now, remember, you do have instincts. As you attune yourself to your gifts, your instincts may tell you that danger is ahead or something like that. That's a whole other experience, and you need to learn to trust when it is a warning so that you don't do anything that's dangerous. I don't want anybody to get hurt or to lose anything of value because they mistaken my message for taking action when it's time to not take action. And if you do want to ask more detail, I invite you to contact me once again, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. You'll find my link on the radio page, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have via email, or you can give me a call. I really want you to know that as you begin to trust, as a caller that called earlier, he called and he hit it, the nail on the head. It's about learning to trust. It's an exercise. Your trust, your faith is a muscle that you have to exercise, just like you exercise your muscles in the gym. And the more you exercise those muscles, the stronger they become. If you don't exercise your faith, you will have a weak faith, or perhaps even no faith. And as these moments of trial and these moments of challenge and these experiences of familiarity come to you, you don't know how to trust because you've never exercised your trust muscle. It is the most important muscle in your process, body, mind, and spirit, as you walk through your day, your ability to have faith that what's coming is coming for your best that there will be a resolution, and the resolution will be abundantly prosperous. To be in a space where you can state that sentence with extreme certainty, you have to have strong, resolute faith. Nobody can shake it. Nobody can move it. Is it possible? Absolutely. It's still very possible. Will we still doubt? Of course we will. We're human. It is okay to be human. We're not robots. So a human being doubts from time to time. And it's okay to reach out to someone to get clarity in your process. But having that faith so that you know the experience that's coming is going to be a powerful one for you is so very important. So I'm going to give you a couple of keys. And those keys are really simple. And I always give you keys. That's my motto. If you have keys to operate your vehicle will go very far. And the keys are this. First of all, when you feel that sense of deja vu, the first key I'm going to give you is to stop and acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. You don't have to stop and meditate. Angel told me I didn't have to do that. You don't have to stop and journal. You don't have to stop and call someone and get engaged in a big, long conversation about trying to figure out what the deja vu is like. You just want to acknowledge it safely. So if you're driving down the street, you don't want to, you know, stop and start texting it into your phone. Just acknowledge it. The purpose of the acknowledgement is that very same purpose of working out in the gym. Remembering what it feels like to be in remembrance and training your body to say, that's what that is. Training your soul and your mind to say, that's what that is. So key one, acknowledge the deja vu. Two is to be thankful for it. The reward to your system and to your support processes, be you relying upon your own inner intuitions, your ancestors, the ascended masters, the Christ energy, you know, whatever it is that you're connecting to, confirmation and reward of your systems so that you can continue to receive. You want to be thankful for this opportunity to know that you're going forward in the right steps. So be thankful. You don't have to have a big speech to say, hey, thanks. Thanks for that. The same way you would thank a coworker or a friend or a loved one if they gave you something. You're being given something. When you hit this deja vu moment, you're being given something. So be thankful. And then the third final key, you only have three, real simple. The third final key is to continue to move forward. Don't let the deja vu moment stop you in your tracks and give you cause to be afraid or to hesitate or to doubt that you're moving forward in the correct direction. So acknowledgement, gratitude, and continuation. That's what the deja vu moment is going to be. So if I'm sitting here having a deja vu moment with you, we're having a conversation over a cup of tea, and we're sitting in the wonderful restaurant, and I suddenly feel that I have done this before, first thing I'm going to do is acknowledge it. I'm going to say, to myself, or you could share it with your friend. Acknowledge that it's happening. The second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to thank my support systems for making me clear that I am in the right spot. And then most important, I'm going to move on and continue. This is just acknowledgement that I'm moving forth. Pretend like you're watching a movie and you know the outcome of the movie and you had to get up and go do something. You came back and you turned the movie on again and you just happened to start it right where you left off. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. You slipped right where you're supposed to be and now you're just going to keep right on going. If you want to further analyze it, of course you can. You know, when you get home later, you can sit down and you can meditate about it. You can journal about it if that's what you choose to do. But don't let it stop you. My friend, there's nothing more powerful than being able to allow these deja vu moments that we have in our spiritual connection to allow us to move forward. A learning lesson, absolutely. An opportunity for us to be in complete synchronicity with what the divine has in plan for us. That's what your deja vu moment is for. know, this was a topic that was very dear to me. And like I said, I've had many people ask me about it this week. And as I thought about which topic to come to you with in my first broadcast for the year, I thought this would be an excellent one because it's something that I think many of us are feeling now in the condition that our society is in, where we are in the world, where our light workers need to stand and help with healing and connectivity and resolution. Knowing that you're on the right path is so important. And God is trying to communicate with you, my friend. The divine is trying to take us somewhere so that we can help us as a species step up and move forward to the next level. And yes, you do deserve to have love in your life. You do deserve to have joy and abundance in your life. And you do deserve to have comfort and calm in your life. And you can accomplish all of this without fear if you learn to trust, to believe, to have faith. So how do we turn a conversation about deja vu into a conversation about faith? It's really simple. Everything is a conversation about faith. Because if you don't believe, you will not achieve. So the first thing you got to remember is to believe. So that's the end of our program this week. I have a couple of things I want to announce for moving forward. I'm looking forward to having this new time. I hope this works out for everybody. It's working out for me for now. It's 10 a.m. on Sundays. You'll find me here with my Ignite and Evolve radio. And then starting this week on Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m., I'm going to have Intuitive Tea, where I'll be interviewing different workers and presenters and personalities in the community that have a message that I feel is a powerful and interesting message for us to share. All these times are Pacific Daylight Time. And this Wednesday, I'll be interviewing Pam Heath with Yes Coach for You. And I'm delighted to have Pam because Pam is my sister and she is an amazing being. And I wanted to launch my new show with her. So I'm asking that you join me on Wednesday night, where we will begin to share my love and my passion for knowledge and sharing with the community by allowing other people to come on board and share with you. I will also be doing open readings next Sunday, so stay tuned for that. When I do my open readings program, the switchboard lights up, so I'll be sending out messages. Make sure you like my program so that you can receive the announcements when it comes on, so that you can get on the queue, so that you can be a part of the show as quickly as possible. For the rest of the day, I'm going to ask that you try to remember to recognize those deja vu moments and know that it is simply the divine connecting with you to help you understand that you are making the right choices and the right decisions and that your life is moving forward in rightness, in abundance, and prosperity. As I end the show today, I will end it with a prayer of love and support and a desire that you have all that you have hoped for and desired, for you deserve it. So my friend, with that I say good day. As Angel always says, ignite your life today so that you can evolve your life tomorrow. Take care and God bless.